do. Cause there is nothing compared to you. And all I want in this lifetime is you. And all I want in this whole world is you. Is you. Tell the world that Jesus lives.
Today, as we hear today's portion of the Big God Story, we are going to take a part in an activity to help us experience what it would be like to be scattered or live away from our homes.
Have any of you had to leave behind your friends and sit with someone you might not know as well at school or church sometime? This was similar to what happened to the Jews during the time of the early church. The Emperor of Rome forced them to leave everything familiar and go to a strange new place. Now, before we hear what happened, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us this time to worship you and learn about your word. I pray that you would quiet our hearts and minds and open our hearts to learn about you. I pray that we'd release everything going on in our lives right now that's hindering us from learning about you and that we'd be totally focused on you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So in the Big God Story, Priscilla and Aquila became missionaries with Paul. But Priscilla and Aquila weren't the only believers forced from their homes. Many Jews during that time got kicked out of their homes, but they knew that God is the Holy One, and they trusted him. How do you think the believers felt after being forced to leave their homes and their friends?
Doesn't sound like it'd be fun.
They probably felt very afraid. Do you think they would have liked for someone to encourage them? I'm sure they did.
Today, I'm going to share a letter that the Apostle Peter wrote to encourage these people. you can check out Peter's letter with me. Open your Bibles to 1 Peter 1. So, who was Peter? That's right. He was one of Jesus' disciples and close friends. Peter helped start the first church and told many people about Jesus. When the Jewish Christians were scattered from their homes and persecuted for their beliefs, Peter wrote them a letter to encourage them.
Instead of writing the letter to one church at the time, like Paul did, Peter wrote to several churches. He gave the letter to a messenger who carried the letter to different places. The messenger read it to the main churches of the area. Those churches made copies of Peter's letter and passed it along to smaller churches. Let's read through some parts of this letter together.
1 Peter 2:11 says this, "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from the worldly desires that wage war against your very souls." That's interesting. Why do you think Peter called the people in the church foreigners? Good thoughts. Well, imagine waking up tomorrow morning in a brand new country where everything is different. The people, the language, the food, even the holidays. How do you think you would feel?
Oof, that would be weird.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was like for the people in these churches. They didn't fit in. They were different. But they had moved because of their faith in God. God is the Holy One.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 through 15 says, "So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then." Interesting. Why do you think Peter told the people not to conform to the evil desires that they used to have? Before they knew about Jesus' love for them, they did evil things. But now God was calling them to be different because they trusted and obeyed Jesus. They were Christians. Peter told them to be holy in everything that they did, because Jesus is the Holy One. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. It says, "But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy." What does it mean to be holy? Good thinking. To be holy means to be set apart. When we choose to trust and obey God, we are choosing to live a life that's different from the rest of the world. People will notice this. Some people will see our lives and want to know more about what it means to be different. Others may laugh. Maybe they might even make fun of us, or even be cruel and unkind.
Yeah. When Peter wrote his letter, he knew many Christians were being persecuted for believing in Jesus. Does anyone know what it means to be persecuted? Well, being persecuted means people make you suffer because of what you believe. Peter encouraged those being persecuted to remember the hope they had in Jesus, and that as God's holy people, they'd been set apart to serve God and shine his light to the world.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, "Through Christ you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory." When we choose to trust and obey Jesus, God calls us to be holy because he is the Holy One. But we can't live holy lives in our own strength. God made us holy, and he gives us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to remind us of the hope we have in him. As we trust and obey God, his Holy Spirit changes us to become more like Jesus.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 8 says, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy." So because we're God's holy people, where is our true home? Right, it's in heaven with God. That's what we get to look forward to, living forever with God. Because of this, Peter didn't want the church to worry about fitting in while they lived in this world. He wanted them to show the world that they were different because they belong to God and God is the Holy One.
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world." As believers, we will automatically be different from the world. We will automatically stand out. Even though this might sound scary, we have the Holy Spirit to fill us with the power and courage to live holy lives. And as we continue living holy lives, the world around us will see that. And someday, they too may glorify God. Repent of their sins and turn to Him. The words of Peter's letter to the scattered churches are still true for us today.
The believers of the early church were forced to live in foreign lands where they felt like strangers. Today, as believers, we may also feel like strangers in this world. As believers, sometimes we can feel like we're just a small light in this world. We can feel lonely, but we don't have to feel alone. Together, we are the church, and we don't have to live our lives alone. We have each other. We're all set apart for Him.
Your face, come and make your throne upon our praise. Here in this place, have your way. The moment that we see you, we are changed. Show us your glory. Show
change fall, leave.
All right, let's hold out our hands like this while we say the blessing over you. May you be holy as God is holy, through the power of His Holy Spirit. May you stand out as a light in the darkness.